Great Law of Peace is Joanne Shenandoah, right here on the Children's Hour. Today on the Children's Hour, we're talking about justice. We know that there's a federal branch of government called the judicial branch. But did you know there are hundreds of other judicial systems in this country completely independent of that? They belong to Native American nations. Here in New Mexico, some of those are called pueblos. Each has their own separate system of governance. Chief Justice Rosanna Toya is from the Pueblo of Isleta Appellate Court, and she's here to break down for us what are the tribal courts and what sets them apart from our federal court system and from each other.
Some tribes operate like the United States government does. We have a constitution and we have different branches of government and we're structured very similar to the American system. But then there's some tribes who don't have any of those same structures like the American system does, and some tribes where they're governed more by a religious system of governance and dispute resolution.
So when there's a conflict between two people, we call that a dispute. And when you want to resolve something, it's a resolution. So when you want to make the conflict go away,
that's
dispute
right.
Resolution.
That's right. And so when people have disputes in tribal communities, depending on the community, they can go to either their religious system of dispute resolution that the tribe maintains, or like in the Pueblo where I'm from, in the Pueblo of Isleta, we have three branches of government. We have a constitution. And we have the legislative branch, which is the tribal council. And then we have the executive branch, which in the Pueblo is called the governor, and he has two lieutenant governors. And then we have the judiciary. So you can tell it looks a lot like what the American system looks like. In my Pueblo, the governors and the tribal council legislative body are elected by a tribal election, similarly to the American system. The position that I'm in, the Chief Justice of the Appellate Court and the other justices on my court and the judge of the tribal court are appointed by the tribal council.
What leads someone to coming into your courtroom?
It's very similar to in the American judicial system. We do hear criminal matters and civil matters. Just in my tribe, we don't handle family law matters, for example. People who want to get married or people who want to get divorced.
So could someone who's non-native end up in your courtroom on one side or another?
They could. They could. So there's civil matters, which is everything that's not criminal, and criminal matters. And in civil matters, there's other types of tests, as the courts call them, to determine whether or not a tribal court would have jurisdiction over a non-Indian. It depends on what types of relationship a non-Indian has within the tribe, or what type of contacts the non-Indian or non-tribal member may have within the tribe. If it's a contract matter, if you're building a house and you have a non-Indian come on the reservation and start building your house, and you run into something that is a problem, a dispute again between the tribal member and the contractor, the tribal member would want to bring that case before the tribal court instead of going off the reservation to the neighboring communities for that court.
But why? What would be the advantage?
The tribal members want the disputes that impact the land that we live on, the issues that are so intimate to who we are and how we live as Pueblo people, to be heard by a court that's familiar with those issues, and to be heard by a body who knows the laws of that community, because the laws of our Pueblo are totally different and distinct from laws in the neighboring communities, whether it's the nearest city or the federal government. We have our own laws. That's really one of the benefits of having matters heard in your own community.
So who can be a judge in your court system?
In my court, the appellate court, it's comprised of right now 5 justices. 4 of us are lawyers, and one of us is we call them a lay justice, non-law trained justice. And that particular justice is somebody who the tribe has decided is an expert in custom and tradition, and who can advise the other lawyers about what really are the customs and traditions of the Pueblo that we should use to guide our decision-making process. Sometimes what happens is there's a clash between what the written law says and what the non-written law says, the law that our traditional expert says is the law. And so when we have a clash between the laws, it's important in my role to make sure that we always honor and reflect in our decisions the community values and customs and traditions to the extent possible. Like some of the other judges that I've served with before, you know, they say, if we're not basing our decisions on our own laws, then we're just like the white man's court. We're no different. And so we have to really try hard to maintain our connection to those principles.
That is really different from the federal judiciary.
It is.
That there's somebody who is almost a spiritual, cultural, and longtime practices advisor. Is that common in other indigenous nations and other tribal nations?
I can't speak for all tribal communities because everyone is so different. And the structure that we have in my court at the Pueblo of Isleta is really unique. And I don't know all the courts, but I know there's not a lot that operate like us. And so on the other side of that, in some tribal communities, the court doesn't have any attorneys or law-trained people. They're all traditional religious spiritual leaders who make these decisions.
Do they look like other courts? Is there a jury of our peers and all of that?
There can be. Some courts provide for that, but not all courts. Not all tribal courts do.
So they really are different.
They're very different. Yep.
Bazana Toya is the Chief Justice of the Pueblo of Isleta's Appellate Court. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it.
We've got links and more posted. You can find those at childrenshour.org. This is our last song on the Children's Hour. It's the Alphabet Rockers from The Movement with Restorative Justice. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
First things first, I show up, ready to be in circle. Here to actively listen and be openly verbal. This type of cipher that serves like a meal. We're here to solve problems and hopefully heal. I start by telling the group a little bit about me. I want to get to know you, curiosity is mounting. We're here to build trust so we can speak facts. A heartfelt response for the best impact, see?
The circle is a space to grow, connecting us to a collective glow. Candles get lit, reflect the light. We're all we left without healing. A little bit of empathy.
without love, a little bit of courage and care, that trust is there. We're all we left without truth, and facing it whenever it confronts us. Without that, ain't no restorative justice.
All right, y'all, we came together to hear every person's side of the story. So you're up next.
All right. Past the object, it's my turn to speak, to share what's on my heart and the truth we seek. I hope they understand where I'm coming from, what harm was caused, what can be done. We can't move forward till we take the pause, examine all the hurt we might have caused. When it's your turn, can't promise I'll agree, but maybe there's perspective that I did not see.
The circle is a space to grow, connecting us to a collective glow. Candles get lit, reflect the light, illuminating how we're here to do right. We're all we left without respect, a little bit of honesty, that restorative justice. We're all we left without healing, a little bit of empathy, that restorative justice. We're all we left without love, a little bit of courage and care, that trust is there. We're all we left without truth, and facing it whenever it confronts us. Without that, ain't no restorative justice.
We hurt each other out, we're owning up to our parts. Healing doesn't end here. This is a start. How we hold this defines us as we leave and take care. We're in this together like our ancestors' prayer. We're leaving here today with community tactics, and RJ is a constant and continuous practice. We restore fairness, we make peace. We are community, finding relief.
The circle is a space to grow, connecting us to a collective glow. Candles get lit, reflect the light, illuminating how we're here to do right.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Sarah Gabrielli and Daniel Lentz. Many thanks to our guests, Maria Martinez-Sanchez from the ACLU New Mexico and Chief Justice of Ozoleta Pueblo's Appellate Courts, Rosanna Toya.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.